Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled God's Discipline. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. All those I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Aldo was from a polygamous family. He had many brothers and sisters. As Aldo grew up, he realized that it was because his father loved him so much that he gave him special attention and discipline. This became evident when his father bequeathed him the largest share of his estate, much more than anyone else in the family had received or even knew existed. When Aldo read Bible verses that talk about the Lord's discipline and how God disciplined those he loves, it was easy for Aldo to understand. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 11, we see that it is possible for us to despise the discipline of the Lord. The easiest way many Christians do this is by denying that there is such a thing. But if you are walking in fellowship with God, you will know when your Father is not pleased, and you will be able to discern when the things happening in your life are because your Father is not pleased. Despising God's discipline may be trying to use your spiritual power of faith to cast and bind, turning a blind eye to the fact that there is need for repentance and alignment with God, putting the blame always on the devil or on the enemy, rather than looking inward and repenting, and insisting that you have your way like a spoiled child throwing tantrums when disciplined. Many times, our loving Father may withdraw discipline and give the child what he wants because of his constant crying. But the bitter truth is that that child has failed to learn and grow more into the likeness of Christ. This will ultimately make him unfit for the greater glory God wants to bring his way. Go into today knowing that the way to respond to the Lord's discipline is by repenting, as we see in Revelation chapter 3 verse 19. Ask the Lord to help you know when he is disciplining. Ask the Lord to help you grow into the fullness of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 23 to Proverbs chapter 24. The audio comes up next.
When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive.
Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. you will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments.
Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you.
Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge.
Do not withhold discipline from children. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. Punish them with the rod and save them from death.
My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right.
Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
Listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags.
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful.
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. For an adulterous woman is a deep pit and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men.
Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine. Who go to sample bowls of mixed wine? Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging.
They hit me,
you will say.
But I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink?
Do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company. For their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble.
By wisdom, a house is built. And through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures.
The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors.
Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate, they must not open their mouths.
Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and people detest a mocker.
If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, "But we knew nothing about this," does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done?
Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes.
Do not gloat when your enemies fall. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice. Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them.
Do not fret because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked. For the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out.
Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials, for those too will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows what calamities they can bring.
These also are sayings of the wise.
To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, "You are innocent," will be cursed by peoples and denounced by nations. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Do not say, "I'll do to them as they have done to me. I'll pay them back for what they did." I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.